For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Until 8 o'clock this evening. Thanks so much to Yale University coach Tony Reno for joining us in the last segment. And also Zach Poff joined us from Max Preps, breaking down some of the top programs in the state, also in the country. We heard from Malik Rozier earlier on. He's having a 7-on-7 this weekend in West Palm Beach. Also Kevin Claxton as well. The need to get a quarterback every year in your class, I mean, it's become just so important for all these major colleges. You get your, especially with Miami getting Luke Nickel for the 2025 class on top of what they have for 2024. And obviously you got to do that every year. And then a couple of weeks ago down at University of Miami, there were a couple of really, really high flight quarterbacks throwing the ball around. Coach Dawson, the offensive coordinator, was checking him out, being the quarterback coach and the offensive coordinator. And somebody just struck him right away. He knew about him, but getting a chance to watch Darian Coleman throw right in front of him was amazing. Couple weeks later, he made his commitment. 2026 quarterback out of Orlando Jones, by the way, a Plant City, and even as an eighth grader, played at Fort Meade. We welcome in Darian Coleman to our show this evening. Darian, thanks so much for taking the time.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
What a big thrill to, you know, get that college commitment out of the way. Now you can concentrate on leading your football team to a state title. When you went down to Miami, what was it that you liked the most about the program?
What I liked the most about the program was the coaches. You know, the coaches, I like my high school coaches. So it's going to be easy for me to fit in with them. And then also their scheme they run is also like my scheme. You know, they open up the playbook for the quarterback. They allow the quarterback to make the adjustments that he needs to make. You know, they just have trust in their quarterback.
Right. And you got an opportunity, you know, right in front of Coach Dawson, you know, to throw the ball around. We watched you. I was there that day, you and Clayton from up at Sanford Seminole. I mean, and you were – the one thing that you were is you were on target all day. When did you start, you know, feeling that you could play at that next level? Because, I mean, you know, you started at Fort Meade, which is a great program. Jamel Cornelius was a tremendous quarterback himself in high school, and then you moved on to Plant City, and I know you had to make that trek every day from a way out in Plant City all the way to Orlando, and I know that took a lot of sacrifice. But when was it that you said, hey, you know what, I got a chance to play this game at a high level?
I first knew when I was about 9 years old. You know, me and my dad always went to the field every morning, no matter what, and just started putting in work. And then he asked me one day, do I want to play high school football as a middle schooler? And, you know, me, I'm never going back down to competition. So that's right. What made me start knowing that I could play at a high level at a little age and, like, small frame. That's why when people ask me about my size, you know, I don't never see bigger size than me, you know. I think I got the biggest heart on the field, so I never look at people for their size.
Yeah. And you really fit into what Miami's trying to do for the future. You look at Cam Ward coming on this year, run pass type of guy, really good quarterback, good leadership. And that's what you do. I mean, you've got a tremendous arm. You run real well. The offense really suits you, as your coaches were telling you. Coach Dawson, what type of relationship you're building with him?
I've built a very good relationship. We talk daily, if not daily, probably every other day. But now I have a great relationship with him probably for about a year and a half now.
Nice, nice. Darian Coleman joins us. 2026, which will be a junior. He's at Orlando Jones High School, a program that has come within an eyelash of making state 2 years in a row, losing both years to Homestead. What's special about your team this year? You got a lot of talent. I got a chance to watch you in the 7-on-7s over at University of South Florida. You got a lot of speed. What's special about Orlando Jones this year?
What's special about us, we're young. You know, my coach finally let me take charge of the team, let me be in there. I got a lot of talent around me. So y'all definitely going to see us, if not in state, deep in the playoffs. Definitely.
Right. So what's been the offseason like for you? I mean, you've competed a lot of places. Where have you gone? What are some of the competitions that you've had an opportunity to go to? And I, like I said, I watched you at the 7-on-7s. You won Miami, which is darn pretty good. Impressive. I saw you up at Tampa. What else have you been doing to keep, getting that exposure and keeping yourself, in tune?
Really, this summer, I've just been focused on getting my commitment out of the way, to be honest, after the 7-on-7s I did with my high school, so I could just be focused during the season. But after that, no, I haven't really been doing nothing else. No camps.
Right.
I don't really do camps like that no more. I'm just focused on putting on weight.
Listen, I mean, I watched you, you gain a few pounds. I mean, like I said, you're only a junior in high school, so there's a whole 2 years before you get to that college level. And I know you work hard with Baylen Trujillo, who's a quarterback coach up in the Central Florida area. He has a lot of guys. What have you learned a lot from him?
I learned a lot. That's really like a mentor to me. I don't just see him as a trainer. I talk to him on a daily basis about life, not just football. We barely talk about football unless we're on the field. That's really like a brother to an uncle. So there's a lot I can say about him, et cetera. But the main thing, I don't even worry about football with him. I go to him about my life problems and stuff. So he taught me a lot.
Yeah, and a good guy, too. I know he works extremely hard, and, he's been at that level. He's worked with a lot of guys, Noah Grubbs also, who's in your area. You look at some of the commitments for this class. Miami kind of like is going up into the Central Florida area now. I mean, getting some commitments. Gavin Nix, who we're going to have on next, originally from that Central Florida area before going to IMG. The lineman from Orlando Edgewater. And what is it like? I mean, because Miami's now probably doing something more than they've ever done, has come up into the Orlando area. Talk about that and having an opportunity over the next 2 years to kind of sell some other recruits. Now you being a recruit there, to maybe bring in a wide receiver or another lineman. Talk about that role now, because you're not only a commitment, but you're almost part of the team to the point where you could sell it. You could sell the team for yourself.
That feels good. They're finally recruiting in my area, so it's not going to be hard for me to recruit the players from my school or my area or my surroundings to come play with me. So, yeah, nice. It shouldn't be hard for me now. I'm finally happy they're actually taking time to come down to Central Florida and not just stay in South Florida. You're going to see a change in that during the season.
Right. And I mean, obviously the players that Miami has right now, they're all kind of bought into what's going on. They've added some new pieces. And not only that, you look at a coach like Mario Cristobal, Coach Cristobal. What is it about him that, because I know you sat down with him for a little bit. I mean, he's an energetic guy, probably has more energy than most people. He wants to win. I mean, he's going to do it at all costs. And obviously you were part of the big plan. Talk about what Coach Cristobal, what kind of relationship you're starting to build with him as well.
I've been building a very good relationship with Coach Cristobal. When we sat down with each other, we just kept it real with each other. That's what really stood out to me the most, when the coaches kept it real. you know, that just came long ways with me. So, and then he's a very friendly guy. He's going to make sure his quarterback's good no matter what. So when I, yeah. when I know I got a head coach like that, I know I can trust me.
No doubt. I mean, and obviously being a former lineman himself, he knows the drill about protecting the quarterback. I can't thank you enough for joining us this evening. I know that busy schedule during the summer. I know that you're getting things ready for the upcoming season. We're excited to watch you, and also can't wait for you to get down here. And again, thanks for so much for taking a little bit of time for us.
Yes, sir. No problem.
Good stuff. Darian Coleman, 2026 quarterback from Orlando Jones, headed to the University of Miami. I know that when it came down to it, there were a couple of other schools in the mix for Darian. He also had Oklahoma, which came down to the line. Arkansas also offered. So getting an opportunity to come to the University of Miami the way he did is going to be huge. So.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.